Welcome to Monday Night's Battle Cry. Well, I trust that you've had a good weekend, and Thanksgiving's over. The holidays are just kind of beginning now with Christmas and all. But you know, the most important thing is, as a Christian, is to always be thankful to God, what He's done for us. You know, we didn't deserve salvation. We didn't deserve the things that God has done for us. And we ought to truly be thankful all the time. We shouldn't just limit it to one day, you know, or a season. We should always be thankful for God for what He's done. And I just know the pit that God dug me out of. I know the darkness that I lived in before I knew Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm just so thankful. You know, it's been almost 13 years. This December the 6th will make 13 years we've been with the Lord. And I've never forgot what God's done for me. It's just like I'm so thankful that He brought me out of the darkness and into the marvelous light of His Son Jesus. And I've learned a lot of things in these 13 years, especially in the past 4 years when the Lord brought us into a prayer closet experience. He told us to go seek His face, and we obeyed Him, and we went into a place with the Lord, and He began to speak to us prophetically and in dreams and visions and other ways, and He's began to unfold the end time purposes of the army of the Lord, and He gave us a vision of the dominion, deliverance, and discipline. What it's going to take to be in God's army. What it's going to take to be a soldier that's going to withstand the evil one in these last days. And I tell you, I'm not one to preach doom and gloom, people, but I just look around. The signs of the time tells us that his nearing is coming pretty close, his coming. It's just right around the corner. It could be at any time. I don't believe in the, you know, just to say, well, it could happen tonight, but I believe that we are in the season. It could happen any time within this season. Praise God. But anyway, the most important thing is to walk daily with Jesus. Keep your hearts right with Him. Don't worry about tomorrow, you know, if there's going to be a nuclear attack or the rapture is going to take place or any of these things. The most important thing is to walk daily with Him. Let Him search your hearts and clean us up that we can have a heart of circumcision, the old excess flesh cut away. Praise God. Now, I've been praying and seeking the Lord what to speak on this week. And the Lord has kind of spoke to me to talk about three things, and it'll probably take 3 or 4 broadcasts, so I just pray that you'll tune in, because these are some things that I'm going to be talking about that will help you. And I know that a lot of people, as Christians, they are not satisfied with their Christian walk. There's seemingly something missing in their Christian walk, and I felt the same way walking with the Lord, and He began to show me some things that could be done in my Christian walk that would make it a lot better than I had. Not that I wasn't saved, and not that, you know, my name was written in heaven, but there's some things that God wants us to overcome and walk in dominion over. And tonight I'm going to be talking on soul ties. Pardon me. And I mentioned this the other night, and a person said, well, that sounds kind of cultish to me. Well, the cults and the occult took practically everything that God has and has perverted it. And you can find this in the Bible, and I'm going to be talking about this, because this I have found in the past 3 years by working in deliverance and in this realm of the demonic with the Lord He's brought us into, I found there is an important part that soul ties play in our Christian walk. And in case you're wondering what in the world I'm talking about as a soul tie, well, let this minister to you. Just think about it. Don't try to figure it out if it's doctrine or if it's false or if it's right. Just let it minister to you and let it see if it makes sense or not. And then we'll look at it in the Bible. And let me give you a definition of what a soul tie is. See, a soul tie in the Word of God can be described not only by the word knit, but bound up or clave or cleave. See, now cleave has a double meaning. It means to separate or bring close together. Now, that's what it means. And the word in the Hebrew, the word cleave, it's a primitive root, of course, to impinge, cling, or adhere. Now, figuratively, to catch by pursuit. It means also to abide, fast, cleave, fast together, to follow close, hard after, be joined together. Keep, overtake, pursue, hard, stick, take. Now, this is what you find in the Strong's Concordance. You know, I would encourage everybody to get a Strong's Concordance. you know, if you're really into the Word of God and study it out, because a lot of these words that we would take in English, they mean a lot different in a Greek and Hebrew. So we need to search the Scriptures out and see what they really mean. So when we talk about a soul tie, it could mean two things. You know, it could mean knit or bound up, clave or cleave. And of course, the word, as I said, has a double meaning, to separate or bring close together. Praise God. Now, to cleave means to adhere, especially firmly, see, as with a glue. To be glued, this is what the Strong says, means to be attached to anyone. Okay, now listen. To be lovingly devoted. Now, God desires that we be soul tied to Him. That is, we have a soul. Okay? We have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. And the soul realm of man is where demons come in at. They don't come into a Christian spirit. Now, I'm still talking about deliverance. I'm still talking about setting captives free. And this is an aspect of deliverance I have not talked about, but I'm going to talk about it tonight because this we have found to be a very important part. And this is where the misunderstanding is of, can a Christian have a demon? And people say, well, the Bible says that, you know, we're sealed into the day of redemption. By the blood, we are. That's the spirit. Now, our soul is not sealed. And this is where spirits come in at. I don't care if you're a Christian or a sinner, spirits come into the soul realm. And your soul, of course, consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is what they play on. And spirits are none other than evil personalities. They manifest through us. And we think it's our personality. We think that's the way we're thinking. We think that's the way we should act. But actually, a lot of these things could be spirits dwelling within us. And this is why Jesus instructs us to cast out the spirits. And we have also learned that spirits have legal rights to remain in people. They have legal rights. And if a person has not asked forgiveness and is living in bitterness and is living in sin, demons have a legal right to stay in that body. And I don't care how much you use the name of Jesus, those spirits have legal rights because we've opened the door to let them stay. And this is where we need to learn about soul ties. We need to break soul ties, and that will shut the door on certain spirits or certain emotional and mental and spirits that manipulate us in those realms there. Now, the Bible says that thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave. Okay? Now, the word cleave, I just read it. And swear by his name. That's in Deuteronomy 10:20. Of course, there's other scriptures in 11:22 and 1 Samuel 25:29. And this is what his purpose for us is that we may have a soul tie with Jesus Christ, that our soul can be bound to him, not to the things of the world. Now, I'm going to list a few things tonight, and I don't want to be in a big hurry. This may take a couple broadcasts because I want you to get this, because I want you to see some of you are going to have need of this, because the Lord has shown me that. And when we're done teaching on this, you personally can break soul ties with certain people and places and things, and will set you free. See, there's more to deliverance than just casting out of demons. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So there's a lot to this soul ties. Now, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 1, let me read this. It came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan, now that was Saul's son, was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Now here we see a picture of soul ties between friends. And of course, the word knit means to tie physically, gird, confine, compact, or mentally in love. It means to bind up and to join together, knit. And it means stronger work. Now this is Strong's Concordance here, definition. So we see soul ties between friends. Jonathan's soul was tied to David's soul, and they loved one another in a love of God. It wasn't a homosexual love. It was a true, clean, pure love from God. And this is how we are supposed to have love for the brethren, one towards another. See, and it's a shame that Christianity has got so twisted and perverted that you can't even say I love you to a brother or a sister unless they think filthy thoughts about you. You know, if you say that to a sister, you got to be careful because they think you're making a pass. If you say it to a brother, they think you're homosexual. Now, this is how perverted that the devil has got into the churches. And because we've opened the door for this thing. Because of liberalism, see? But nonetheless, the true meaning of souls is to be knit together. Now, here is what I want to speak on. This is wonderful. But also, people, we can have evil soul ties between friends. Okay? Now, this is what I have found out in my own walk, because, like I said, I was in and out of different cults, and I was in and out of the occult and sorcery and drugs and all this type of junk that went on in the 60s and early 70s. Okay? And I found that I had soul ties with certain people, especially rock stars. Now, when I used to listen to rock music, I really got into rock music. And I used to take a lot of LSD and all this stuff. And my soul was knit to certain rock stars. Now, I may not have met them physically, but my soul was joined to their soul through the medium of music. And this is what happens. God can join two together, or Satan can join two together. And this is what we call an evil soul tie. And working in deliverance, we found this particular set of spirits in a lot of young men and women because of their background. And they come to me and say, you know, I've been a Christian so many years, and all the time I hear these certain rock songs go over and over my mind. It's just like driving me crazy. They say I can't seem to get it out of my mind. Well, I can relate to that because I had the same problems. I used to have what they call was flashbacks. And some of those songs I used to really get into when I was on these trips. I later on found that God spoke to me and showed me that I had a soul tie with certain rock groups and rock leaders. And this can happen also with certain cult leaders or people in cults. Okay? Your soul can be knit to their soul. I had certain soul ties to a brother when I was in this particular cult that we shed blood together. In other words, we become blood brothers in this particular Indian cult I was in. And our soul was knit together. And you know, for years after I was a Christian, part of my soul longed to be with him, although he was living an ungodly life, living in sin, and I knew he was living in sin. He didn't want God, but there was part of me that seemed to be pulled his way. What was it? It was a soul tie. My soul was still tied to his, although I was saved and I was washed in the blood of Jesus. Still, there was a part of me that was connected with him. And this is what I want to get across to you tonight. Some of you have desperate need of this. And we made pacts together. In other words, we made vows together. And if some of you have made vows with certain people or cult leaders or people in the old cult, see, you can have a soul tie with people in the old cult in white and black magic and witchcraft and the sorcery, you know, necromancy and all these particular things and the soul travel. All these things. You can have your soul, if you was really into that and gave yourself over to that, Satan naturally tied your soul with a certain person's soul. Maybe to sit under an ascended master, or supposedly ascended master, or a teacher, or an instructor in yoga, or TM, any of these things, that your soul can be tied to their soul. And we find people all the time that is mentally tormented because of the past. They say, well, I keep seeing this person's face. I keep hearing these certain words. What is it? It's your soul. It still is connected with them. Well, it's in the Bible, see? And what we need to do in these cases, it's very simple. All we do is ask God, say, God, now you may have repented. Of course, you have to get saved. But it don't hurt to go back and repent again. Say, Lord, forgive me for ever having association with that evil lifestyle with a certain people and doing certain things. God, forgive me. I want to break a soul tie. So you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break a soul tie with, and you name the person or persons. And you say, devil, you have no more dominion in me in that area. And that's just how you break a soul tie. It's relatively easy. It's not complicated. And you continually to do this, if you think of people that is tormenting you, like in dreams and mentally tormenting you, then this is what it is. More than likely, it's a soul tie. And especially, we find this with rock music, because rock music is deadly. And I tell you, Christians, you should stay away from that stuff like the plague, because it is evil. Now, this is evil soul ties. Now, we read here about Jonathan David, how they was knit together. So if they can be knit together in God's love, surely you can be knit together in Satan's love. And his love is a destructive love. It isn't a beautiful love like we know of Jesus Christ. And if you're interested in more of this, you know, you can come here at the ministry or ask for this tape or something that we would like to help more people on this, because hearing it one time, you may kind of be confused about it. Well, you never heard it before, so therefore it didn't make much sense. Or when first I heard it, it didn't make too much sense either, but yet it did. It rang a bell deep down inside. And of course, I've been looking into this for the past 3 years, so I understand it more. And not only that, we've seen so many people set free. I could have testimony after testimony on the radio here about people that has broken soul ties, evil soul ties, and have been set free. And I know myself, in many areas, I've been set free and liberated. Whereas before, it used to bother me and harass me, certain things in my life. And I've asked forgiveness and asked forgiveness, and it still come back and plague me until I broke soul ties. And when I broke soul ties, it's like a whole weight roll off my back. It was like getting saved again. Now, that's between friends. Now, let's look at the soul tie between father and son. And we see this in Genesis 44:30. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, seeing that his... Now, let's talk about the father, Jacob here. His soul is bound up with his son, the son of Benjamin's soul. Okay? Now, his life is bound up in the son's life. See, life is a word used for soul in the Hebrew here. Of course, this embraces them that with the closest love. And there can be a soul tie between father and son, or it don't have to be just father and son. It could be mother and son, or father and daughter, or anything like that in a family. And I think that's wonderful if we can have a real soul tie clean in the Lord. But also, again, we have to look at the other side, evil soul ties between a father and a son or something, or a daughter, or whatever. And let's say that, you know, as a sinner, you wasn't saved. Well, your father may have been, say, may was into witchcraft. And your soul was tied to his soul by his manipulation, by his control over you. And you got a soul tie with him. And later on in your life, you gave your life to Jesus Christ. And that separated you between you and your father. And then you find your father's thoughts coming at you all the time. You find there's a part of yourself emotionally and mentally disturbed because of your father. And you seemingly like you just, it's really harassing and bothering you. Well, this can be an evil soul tie, see, that needs to be broke. And we find this all the time again in working in deliverance, that we must ask people to break soul ties with families. And let me tell you, dealing with a family is a touchy area. It's a touchy situation. Now, God wants us to love our families, but people, if they're living in sin, if they're serving the devil, we can't walk with them. Our soul cannot be knit and bound to them. It can't cleave to them. So we must break it. See? And this is where people sometimes they want to do that. But I tell you, Jesus Christ pointed out that if we don't hate our mother and father and brothers and sisters, in other words, if we don't love them less than Him, we're not worthy of Him. He plainly tells us the way is straight and narrow. He doesn't beat around the bush about this thing. But yet, when it comes to family, we find a lot of times people will not break ties with the families. And we don't try to promote family breaking or marriage breaking. But I'm telling you, in some cases, it must be for people to be liberated to go on in and walk with God, see? And that's just an instance there where the father and son's soul was bound up. In other words, they was wrapped up in one another's life, embraced, you know, with the closest love. And I say, praise God if we can find this among people, that our soul can be bound to our family's soul in a love. But you know, a lot of times it isn't that way. So it must be broke, that soul tie. Praise God. And also, there can be a soul tie to a pastor or a leader. Now, we have found this, and like I've said many times with our testimony, we sat in a particular organization 5 years, and we was very dedicated to it. We was not flip-flop Christians. We served it with all of our might and power and strength and finances. Everything we had, we gave it all in 5 years. It seemed like we lived 10 years in that realm with God. But nonetheless, when God spoke to us, said, come out from under there, because it was getting off. The leader claimed to be the Christ. Although they did have some wonderful truths that changed our walk, nonetheless, God says, come out. When we came out, I used to be plagued with dreams and thoughts and all kinds of things for 3 or 4 years after that. And the Lord showed me that I had to break soul ties with that particular leader of that organization. And when I broke that, and not only people did I have to break my soul tie, I had to destroy everything that was associated. I had to destroy my Bible that had all my notes. I had to destroy a lot of things that was associated with that particular a leader, and an organization because of that control. See? And a lot of times when you leave a particular organization or denomination, not out of willful rebellion, I wasn't in rebellion, God told us to do it. Let's say you have done this, and you find out you're being harassed and controlled in certain areas, they more than likely are praying psychic prayers for you. And of course, they told us that we would go back into drugs, that we would be lost, we would go to hell if we didn't stay in that particular organization, because they is the only one to have the message of the hour. Okay, and 3 or 4 years after that, we lived in torments, that we was going to miss the rapture. At that time, we did believe in a rapture, that was going to hell, and we was in a state of confusion, but nonetheless, we heard God tell us to come out, and we obeyed God. So this is an incident where you must break soul ties with a previous leader, a pastor, or anything, see? And let me read a scripture to you here in 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 2, on this subject here. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba. But the men of Judah clave unto their king. Okay, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And of course, that word clave, I've already mentioned what it meant here. It means to join or hold fast together, see? Be joined. So they see a soul tie between their leader David. Some of the men followed him. See, the men of Judah clave unto their king. They followed their king. They had a soul tie. And I think that's wonderful, people, if we can find a leader, a pastor, a shepherd, that is walking with God, that is preaching the truth without compromise, that is living righteously with God. I say, if you are under that congregation sitting under his headship, I say, let your soul be tied to that man's soul, because he can be an overseer of your soul. But you know, it is hard to find leaders today, especially in this hour, that is preaching the truth straight, that is living righteous before God, and that is concerned with the sheep and not concerned with their money. And I say, if you have a leader, and if you have a pastor like that, you should stand behind that person with all you've got and pray and really serve them. But I'm telling you, if you don't have a leader that's concerned with your soul, that is taking you for a ride and just using and abusing you and kicking you out like garbage, I say you need to break soul ties and get out from under their control. And I've been accused of breaking up the body of Christ and all this type of stuff. Listen, that's a bunch of bunk. You better read how Jesus preached it. He preached it straight, brother. He didn't beat around the bush. When he said those Pharisees, they was lying hypocrites and vipers and snakes, and they put burdens on people they themselves didn't obey, he was telling them the truth. He wasn't trying to break up anything. He told them like it was. And you know, it's hard to find leaders that has guts today to call sin, sin. They say, well, sin, sin, and they only think it's sin. Oh, how convenient that is. And they're teaching people, all this weird stuff that they don't have to repent, you know, that we've already been forgiven and it's all washed in the blood. We can just live a nice life and, you know, we'll just get all the material blessings we can. Listen, we're going to be held accountable for what we do. So we can have soul ties between pastors, leaders, or when I get on the subject of coverings, it's kind of related here to soul ties. I'm going to be talking on coverings and curses also. So stay tuned on this. And these are some things that you personally can do. You can begin to break these things. You can begin to bind up these things. And you can ask God to be your covering. And you need to get joined and knit to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, this is what's most important. And this is what leaders are supposed to be doing for God's people. They're supposed to be pointing us towards the love of God instead of themselves. But we don't find this a lot of times. So in a lot of cases, we must break our soul ties with previous leaders and pastors and particular people that has been teachers to us. Praise God. And I just probably got enough time for maybe one more tonight. I don't like to go too fast on this, because I want you to understand this, what a soul tie is. Of course, we can have soul ties to the world. You say, well, I'm a Christian. Hey, listen, we can still have soul ties to the world. We find this all the time with Christians. Part of their soul is still knit and joined and clave to the world. They still want to dangle around in the world. They still want to go to worldly entertainment and fulfill the lust of their flesh and fleshly appetites. And this could be a soul tie to the world. See, salvation is a process of getting our hearts right with God. Yes, we initially have our sins forgiven and get washed in the blood, but what do we do after that? We must walk this thing, people. We can't just talk about it. We can't go around flop our chops and come up with the latest religious cliches and act like we're some big holy Joe. We better be walking this thing right with God. And walking is a process. Praise God. It's a step at a time. You know, you don't revelate your way into the kingdom of God just by knowing about it. You've got to walk your way in there. You've got to possess the land. And we could have soul ties with the world. And we find this a lot among Christians. They don't want to quit drinking. They don't want to quit smoking. They don't want to quit fornicating. They don't want to quit listening to rock and roll music. They don't want to quit smoking marijuana and other things. And what's the difference? Why don't they go back to the world? They like that little bit of fire insurance. And what they got is a little bit, too. And you just need to break soul ties, see? Anything that would hinder us from walking with God. Praise God. Now, I want to read the scripture here in Joshua 23 concerning soul ties to the world. It's in verse 12 and 13. Else, if you do in any wise go back, now listen to this, and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and they to you, know for certainly that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before thee. But they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God hath given to you. Well, I don't really have to explain that too much. It speaks very plain that we say, well, that was in Joshua's day. We're still in the same day. We still got a land possessed. We still got heathen nations around us. And you look, when we give our life to God, we're not supposed to look back. We're supposed to keep going. And if we still look back and cleave to the remnant and to the things of the world, it's going to be a snare unto to us. It's going to be a thorn in our side. It's going to be a bad time for us. And this is why so many Christians stumble along the way. They can't seem to go anywhere with God. They're going around the same dark confusion. They're always murmuring, complaining, they're not going anywhere. Well, what could it be? More than likely, they still are hanging around with the remnant of the world. They're still in and out of the dance halls and the movie theaters. They've still got their television sets. They're enjoying all the latest garbage that comes through TV and Hollywood, you know. And then they wonder why they think all these thoughts. They wonder why they're stumbling as being a Christian. You need to break soul ties with the world, people. You need to get out of business with Jesus Christ. You need to ask God to forgive you again. See? But it shows us very plain how it is here. There'll be snares and traps. And I tell you, we can fall into the traps of Satan if we're dangling around in the world. If we're hanging, you know, one side of the fence and hanging on the other side of the fence. One day we're going off with God, next day we're hand in hand with Satan, embracing him. And this could be done, I won't say ignorantly, but a lot of people, I would say they are ignorant because the churches are not pointing out what is sin these days. Because the pastors and leaders are doing everything of the world. You can't hardly separate them. They're still going to the same places that, you know, that the world has to offer. So, my time is up tonight. But I just pray to God that some of you will get a hold of this soul tie business and think on it and ask God to reveal some things that you need to break soul ties with. So tune back again Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And I'm going to continue on with some more on soul ties. And I'm going to be talking, of course, later on coverings, how coverings affect us, and also curses. We need to break curses. And this is something important, too, because you'll find you'll need a lot, you'll be liberated in a lot of areas when you break certain curses. And I'll explain to you what curses are, what kind of curses. You know, there's a lot to this thing, people, that just, oh, I'm saved, you know, and I'm going to make my home in heaven. There's a preparation to get your, you know, a place up there. Praise God. So God bless you, and I'll see you then.